I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. We are so excited to come your way once again with the Word of God that is able to transform us and to make us become all that God wants us to be. And again, I'm so excited to welcome you to the month of November. And this month, God has something in store for you, and I want you to be glad and rejoice, because what God has in store for you will surely be given to you. Secondly, I want to apologize for the break in transmission in the last week of October. We were not able to come your way with the podcast because of a technical issue, and we sincerely apologize. We hope that it doesn't happen again, so that we are able to come your way every week consistently to help build your faith and your love and quest to follow after Jesus and to desire an earnest relationship with Him to the very end of our lives here on earth. In this month of November, God has promised us something very unique. And I am trusting God with you that by the time November comes to an end, you and I would sing a new song and say that indeed what God said to us in this month of November, we saw it with our eyes and we laid a hold of it and handled it with our hands. In Numbers chapter 21, verse number 5, Bible said, then the people spoke against God and Moses, and they said, why have you brought us out of Egypt to this place of the wilderness where we do not have water and the bread is very detestable? Bible says that Moses went to speak with the Lord on behalf of the people. And in the verse 16 of Numbers chapter 21, Bible says that then the people came to a place called Bear, and God spoke to Moses and said, gather the people and I will give them water. And in this month of November, God is saying, let us gather His people together. Everywhere the people of God are, there is a gathering for the people of God to come together, because God says in this month of November that He is going to give water to His people to quench their thirst. God is giving us water in this month of November to quench our thirst. It doesn't matter how long we have been thirsty. The people spoke against God, and God comes in His power and says, gather my people and I will give them water. God does not supply when there is a scattering. God will first of all gather His people before He supplies their needs. And so wherever you are, let us come together as a people of God. Let us come together in love. Let us come together in unity. Let us come together in harmony in your church. Find a place, belong somewhere, and let us do the work of God. Because as the gathering continues, then the water is being supplied to quench our thirst. The people had complained in the verse number 5 of Numbers 21 of water and bread, but God was concerned with the water. Even the secular people believe that water is life, and God places emphasis on water when the people complain of water and bread, but He said, gather them together that I would give them water. Child of God, you have been thirsty for so long. You have been thirsty for the presence of God. You have been thirsty for a prayer life. You have been thirsty for a relationship with Jesus. You have been, for some of us, we have been thirsty for marriages. For some of us, we have been thirsty for a healing. Irrespective of what you are thirsty of and what you have been thirsty of in the past months and in the past years, God is saying that let us gather His people together in this month of November so He would quench their thirst by giving them water. And I believe the word of God when He speaks, and I know that as God has said that there should be a gathering so He would give us water, the water of God is already made available to quench our thirst. It doesn't matter where you have come to, and it doesn't matter where you think you are so dehydrated and you cannot continue with the journey. I see water gushing out in your wilderness. I see water gushing out and watering your hard ground so that you can have a life of comfort again. Irrespective of how hard things have been, God is supplying water to quench our thirst. Israel had obeyed God, and they had followed the servant of God, and they had left the land of slavery, and they were heading towards a promised land which they have not seen, nor had no idea of how the promised land looks like. But in their obedience to God, at a point they became thirsty. And God says that, gather them because they are thirsty, and I will feed them. But before God said gather them, Bible said the people spoke against God. Child of God, God is not happy when his children are murmuring against him. God is not happy when his children are bitter and are speaking against him. And so I came to speak the word of God to you with all humility, but in the power of his might, that anything which in past years, anything which in past month, in the days gone by, from the beginning of this year till now, that anything that has caused you to speak against God, anything that has caused you to question the faithfulness of God, anything that has caused you to question the love of God for your life, to question the power of God in your life, this month of November, God would have me tell you that gather together amongst his people, gather together amongst his flock, and he will feed you with water and to quench that thirst of yours who have been thirsty. And because of thirst, the people that God loves are speaking against him. Some of us are thirsty so much for healing, and because of that, we are speaking against God. Where is the God of our fathers? The one who has said that by my stripes, you are healed. Where is that God? Some of us, we have questioned the power of God because we have been praying and nothing seems to change about the situation. And God says that because these people are speaking against me, God is embittered. God is grieved when we speak against him. And in this month, we thank God for thinking about us once again and for saying, let us gather together so that he would quench our thirst. Maybe you are hopeless. Maybe you feel left out. In Genesis chapter 21, Bible said that when Hagar was walking with Ishmael and they had used up the bread and the water, Hagar said, I do not want to hear the cry of this boy. So she left the boy, went a little further, and was waiting for the child to die. But Bible says that, and God heard the cry of the child and called Hagar from heaven and said, Hagar, this boy will not die. And Bible says immediately the angel of the Lord opened her eyes, and she saw water gushing out from the well, and she went to fetch some to feed the child, and life was restored back into the boy Ishmael, and he became a mighty nation. And in this month of November, it doesn't matter the life that has left you because of how thirsty you have become. It doesn't matter how weak you have become because of how dehydrated you are. God would have me tell you in this month that as we gather together, he is bringing you water, the rivers of living waters. He is supplying you with the water of life. And as you take in that water, you will never be thirsty again. He is bringing an utter end to the things you are going through. And the Egyptians you are seeing today, your slave master that have caused you to weep all these months, you are seeing them no more. This is the word of the Lord to us in this month of November. And we are holding on to it because it's a gathering. We want to come together as a people of God, and Alone with Jesus podcast team, we are so excited to invite you to join our prayer closet. This is at every Monday and Thursdays. Mondays 10 p.m., Thursdays 11 p.m. As we come together in prayer and we pray to our God, as we gather together in the prayer closet and we call upon our God to quench our thirst according to his word. Child of God, we want you to be a part of this exercise. Every Monday in November, every Thursday in November, 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. respectively, we are coming together, the gathering that God is talking of. Gather my people. We are gathering the people of God in prayer, and we are praying unto the God that have said, come and I will give you water to quench your thirst. We are approaching this God in prayer. We are praying and we are saying that, Lord, quench our thirst and give us water as you have said you would give us. Hallelujah. And so if you want to be a part of this exercise, if you want to be a part of the gathering, we would want you to contact our prayer lines And so we send you a code that you can use to join the prayer. So please, if you want to be a part of this exercise, as we reach out to you through this podcast, we want you to contact the prayer lines on 054-8080-974. Or you can also contact 0249-905514. And then again, you can also contact 024-202-7166. Any of this contact, when you get in touch with us via WhatsApp, when you get in touch through calls, you just let us know that you want to be a part of the prayer closet gathering. And then we will call on God in this month of November. We would pray to God and see what God would do to us. But I have good news for you, that as we gather together and as we call on God, just like Israel gathered together and God gave them water to quench their thirst, that which you have been thirsty of, that which you have sought God for so many years and is still the same. This time we have received His word, and the validity of the word of God is not in who delivers it, but in the God that have spoken. And so we want to believe and trust God again on this issue and on His word, that He has said we should gather together and He will quench our thirst. The Lord bless you. Join us Monday today at 10 p.m. and let us pray. Contact us on the numbers that I've mentioned, and we will give you a code to be a part of the prayer closet as we call on God. And we believe with you that God will quench your thirst for you. Amen. My name is Brother Gideon Ewuku. The Lord bless you.